Hello and welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions for everyday problems. I'm Joel Abraham, and on the behalf of the Life Changers family, we're glad you joined us. On today's program, we'll be hearing from Dr. Condor Abraham, a family counselor and psychologist. So let's begin, Life Changers.
My name is Christina Varghese. Today's discussion with Dr. Abraham will be on a topic very relevant to our time, stress. Here is your host, Dr. Condor Abraham.
The month was August. The year was 1982. I was returning to America from a visit to India with my wife and children in a plane from Colombo. We were almost close to Dubai, and the plane was at 35,000 feet above the ground. It was night time, and suddenly I saw thick smoke inside the plane. My first thought was that the plane was on fire. Oxygen masks dropped on every seat in the plane. There were cries for help from every part of the plane. I saw some mothers holding up their children and slapping them so that they would breathe. The crew ran throughout the plane distributing oxygen. The announcement from the pilot wavered. He announced that due to weather turbulence, one radar went out of order. He also stated that the plane needed to descend quickly to a 10,000 feet level because oxygen was running out. It seemed he had difficulty bringing the plane down to the right altitude. We felt the plane dropping without any control. There was much panic all over, and finally, with great difficulty, the plane reached the 10,000 feet level and was rerouted to Colombo. At Colombo, we saw some passengers being wheeled to ambulances, but most of us got out of the plane with little or no injury. During the entire misery, I noticed something very striking. In the midst of panic and groaning all over, I saw one passenger taking pictures with her small camera. People respond differently to stressful situations. I wasn't very calm during the stress. Neither were most of the passengers, but to this one passenger, who probably had previous experience of such stress, it was quite an exciting phenomenon. Isn't it true that the modern man has eradicated smallpox and polio from the face of the earth? But what is left for him are mostly stress and lifestyle-related illnesses. Someone said, it's not the large things that send a man to the madhouse. No, it is the continuing series of small tragedies that send a man to the madhouse. Not the death of his love, but a shoelace that snaps with no time left. So what is stress? There are two Sanskrit words which describe stress. The first word is klesha, which means torment, cause pain, or to conflict. The second word is dukkha, which means the feeling of stress as a result of the world around a person. In general, stress is pressure or tension which we experience momentarily. Stress is a complex process. It evokes physiological, emotional, cognitive, and behavioral responses from the organism. According to Hindu scriptures, there are three types of stressors: personal, situational, and environmental. Physiological stresses are caused by imbalances between vata, pitta, and kapha, three physiological constituents. Psychological stressors stem from lust, hatred, greed, fear, jealousy, and depression. Situational stressors stem from unwholesome interpersonal transactions. The environmental stressors stem from natural calamities, storms, extremes of temperature, etc. One interesting thing about stress, however, is that to feel stress, an organism has to be aware of it. According to a study on two groups of dying patients, one group which remained conscious until they died, and another group which remained unconscious until they died. The group which was conscious had enlarged adrenal glands and others did not in their autopsies. Stressors can be external and non-specific, but the response of the organism is specific. The sympathetic nervous system, responsible for arousing the body, prepares the body for fight or flight. The parasympathetic nervous system, responsible for reducing the arousal, tries to calm down the system. Recent studies indicate that through relaxation exercises, we can promote the function of parasympathetic nervous system. Poor management of stress can eventually result in psychophysiological illnesses. One example is essential hypertension, which is caused primarily due to the narrowing of arteries and resistance to blood flow. Hans Selye, who did much research on stress, concluded that after going through the stages of alarm and resistance, the organism will exhaust its reserves and finally experience illness such as kidney disease, arthritis, and cardiovascular diseases. While prolonged elevated levels of catecholamines produced by the adrenal medulla can cause cardiovascular damage, high concentration of inflammatory corticosteroids produced by adrenal cortex can cause the onset of arthritis. In addition to physiological diseases, the organism can also experience anxiety and depressive disorders. Another area of interest is how stress can affect the immune system. Stress has been associated with the suppression of immunocompetence and immunosurveillance. It has been also observed that during stress, activities of white blood cells, which fight bacteria, are reduced. So how do we handle stress? The most common responses would be to flee, change the setting, remove the stressor, change one's attitude, or resort to devices such as smoking, alcohol, drugs, etc. But what is dangerous about some of these options is that they will not only kill the stressor, but will also kill the experimenter in the long run. For example, smoking can affect immunocompetence and surveillance in the lungs, and hence foreign substances will remain undestroyed. Research shows that alcohol consumption can inhibit macrophages and T-cell activity, and it can also retard the ability of lymphocytes to multiply when they are needed to deal with antigens. This research further shows that the lymphocyte activity of even children with fetal alcohol syndrome are suppressed. Among the many stress management techniques researched, three that are outstanding, especially in reference to job situations, are commitment to the profession, control, and hardiness. Again, commitment to the profession, control, and hardiness. It has been indicated that people who have little or no control over their jobs are at high risk for stress-related diseases. There are two ways of coping. The first one is problem-focused coping, and the second one is emotion-focused coping. In the first one, you attack the problem, and in the second one, you change the way you think. The pressure to work harder and festivals are two major stressors that Indians experience, according to a researcher. There are many men and women who feel that they are overworked and underpaid or unappreciated. There are women who feel that they have too many roles to play, and men who feel that they do nothing but work. I would like to present a six-step solution strategy for stress management. Each of the six key terms start with a letter in the word stress. The first one is simplify your lifestyle. Again, simplify your lifestyle. There is nobility in simplicity. Once I went to a store to buy a khadi shirt thinking that it would be cheaper. To my surprise, khadi shirts were expensive than regular shirts. The second point is train your mind to cope. Again, train your mind to cope. The stress that you expect to happen will be less stressful if you expect it to happen. So face it mentally before you face it head on. Then reduce the sources of stress. Make it a habit to reduce the causes of stressors. For example, cancel appointments that you cannot handle, or avoid overcommitting yourself to jobs and assignments. Say no to situations that you know for sure will bring stress in the family. The next one is be economical. In other words, try to live within your means. Do not be persuaded to do a show-off. Then overcome negative social pressure. One major source of stress is from negative social expectations. There are positive social expectations that can be helpful, but negative social pressures to conform can be very ill-healthy. And finally, have a spiritual attitude. What is stressful is a materialistic attitude.
Well, Dr. Abraham, stress seems to be a common problem for most of our audience listeners. What can someone do to manage their stress if they're dealing with it in their job?
That's true, Christina. From my own experience, just about 40% of all psychiatric patients suffer from job-related stress. And I would like to go back to what I presented before. The three things that are key, that are so important in dealing with job stress. The first one is commitment to the profession. What that really means is how dedicated you are to your work. Your dedication or your commitment to your work will reflect in a number of different ways. For example, reporting to work on time and, you know, not leaving before your work ends, not calling in too many sick days, or not taking too much time off, and showing enthusiasm and interest in your work. You know, those are the kind of things that will show commitment. Now, what that will do in turn is your employer is going to notice your interest, and I think that that feeling that you get, that positive feedback that you get from your employers, will alleviate the kind of stress that you may experience from job. And in the long run, you will benefit from benefit a lot more from, you know, having that kind of an attitude. I would always suggest to my clients that even reporting to work a few minutes early and staying after work, maybe even a couple of minutes, will give you, present you in a better light before your employer. So that is commitment to the profession. The second thing is control. You know, how much control you have on your job. Now, it has been found based on research that people who have no control on their jobs, for example, people who are working in the assembly lines, are people who experience more stress, or people who are doing mundane things, the same things repeatedly, you know, over a period of time, are people who experience more stress than people who are in management positions where they do have a lot more control on their jobs. And the next thing is hardiness, which is really that toughness that you develop within yourself to stand against the stressors that come from work. There are some people who are not very assertive, and people who are very, very passive. They get easily stressed out when something goes wrong at work. For example, the boss said something, you know, in terms of correction, and this person, you know, takes it too personally and too sensitive, and doesn't show up next day. So just having a little bit of toughness inside, hardiness inside, will also help in enduring stress.
Well, I think we can apply these practical principles to our daily lives. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any questions or comments about our radio program, please write to Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore, 560025, India. This is Christina Varghese. Our host was Dr. Condra Abraham, and our recording engineer was Tom John.